You're tuned into Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I'm Joseph Talbert Jr. Here at the Financing Your Future radio show, Praise 107.9. We're having a good time. We got Jeremy Plummer.
Good morning, Jacksonville. So great to be back with you.
The comedian extraordinaire.
I try.
We actually did an event yesterday, and it was amazing. Jeremy killed it. He told a story about how he killed the duck. So
I didn't kill the duck. The duck killed himself.
So that was really funny. And we also got in here today, Mr. Nashawn Nix, who is running for city council, District 7. Say hello, man.
Great rising, everybody.
And so it's so funny. He's so elegant and you know, exquisite. Great rising, everybody. You know,
I couldn't get away with that. They'd be like, "Man, what are you trying to pull?"
Right. So, but no, he's here today, man. He's doing some really cool things out in the community. We're going to talk about a little bit of, you know, we've been talking about financial literacy, and he, you know, what's the four things of your platform that you're running on?
The four E's.
The four E's, yeah.
Or the building blocks for success. You start with the environment, then you go into education, economics, and ultimately you have empowered communities.
Yeah, and so we're going to focus a little bit on the economic side of things.
Awesome.
You know, seeing as how we are all about the money, all about the Benjamins. That was a movie back in the day.
Yeah, I remember Ice Cube. I didn't see it. My mom wouldn't let me watch it, but I remember seeing the poster.
That was a really good movie back in the day. Actually, go watch it. Go watch it now. It's all the rave right now, watching movies from the 90s.
I don't know. It'll be like me catching up on stuff I missed.
Right, when you were little. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you watch it now, it's like, man, Mama, you could have let me watch that. This is nothing compared to what's out here now.
Well, it was the NWA stuff, so I was a Raiders fan.
Oh,
so I couldn't wear
any
Raider gear because my mom thought I was like...
Oh, yeah. That's what they did. Anybody who had a Raiders gear was like, you must be a gangster rapper.
Yeah.
Like, no, I just like the football team. I can't help it. They like the football team, too.
I was just a Bo Jackson fan. Right. Like, I was a closet Bo Jackson fan.
Right, a closet Bo Jackson fan.
Couldn't tell anybody because they thought I'd be in a gang.
So, yeah, that's so funny. This dude is crazy. But we've been talking about money, guys. You know, my philosophy is why in the world would, you know, God want you to be a great husband, a great wife, a great neighbor, a great parent, a great mom, a great dad, a great friend, a great sibling, a great Christian, and not want you to be great with your money? That just doesn't even make sense to me. It's not a biblical concept that the whole Bible teaches you how to excel in life in every way, shape, and form, but not money, you know. And so... That's what we sit here and talk about, that God really does want you to learn how to work your money. He wants you to know how to deal with your money. You got to be a good steward. You got to be responsible over it. And the Bible is replete with scriptures over and over again. It tells you how to deal with money, how to lend it, how to borrow it, how to give it, how to earn it, how to invest it. Like, the Bible teaches you all these things. And so we've been talking about financial literacy. What is it? And what does it really mean? And like I told you guys last week and the week before that, I want you to be critical thinkers. I want you to start asking yourself, what is financial literacy? What does it mean? Because that's what everybody's all about these days. You got to be financially literate. And the people that's teaching these classes are usually broke. And they can't teach you financial literacy if they don't know what money is and what it's for and how to do it. I'm thinking about setting up an outing, guys, and... If you would go, let us know. I'm thinking about setting up an outing to go over to the Federal Reserve and really educate people on what money is, what it does, where it comes from, how it moves, how it goes from one district to the next. It's 12 districts that print money, and people just don't understand how money is supposed to flow and stuff like that. And so, again, we talk about financial literacy. It's not just budgeting. Budgeting is the smallest and weakest part of financial literacy. Knowing how money works, though, that's what we're after. Because if you know how money works, like, you can drop me off in Idaho in a pair of shorts and flip flops, give me a year because I know how money works. I'm gonna have some companies and I'm gonna get my money back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so that's the idea of financial literacy. So really be financial. You know, use your critical thinking when people are telling you about money and trying to teach you about money and telling you don't start a business or don't do that and don't do this. Like, be critical and say, why should I listen to you? You know, and it's so funny. People say stuff like this. My mom tried to start a business, and she failed, so you probably shouldn't start a business. And it's like, am I really supposed to compare myself to a failure? Like, are you really telling me, like, look at my success next to a failure and decide not to do a thing?
Wow.
You know, and it's like, that's the silliest thing in the world. So that's what I mean when I say be critical. Be critical when somebody's telling you, well, don't do that. You're investing. You're about to be investing. Don't do that. What if you lose? Like, be critical and say, we're losing now. Like we're broke now. So there's nothing to lose. Every time I go to Starbucks and spend money every morning, I spend $4 every single morning on the way to work. At the end of the year, I've spent like $3,000 or $4,000. So you're already losing. You know what I'm saying? You're investing in Starbucks.
They just appreciate it, too.
They appreciate it like a mug. Yeah, yeah, they'll give you more and more coupons. Keep coming back.
Gift cards.
All of that stuff.
CDs,
so, you know, again, that's what I mean when I say be critical thinking. That's good. Because when somebody says to you, man, Jeremy, I don't know about investing, man. What if you lose your money? And it's like, and I tell people, I'm already investing. I'm investing in the mall. I'm investing in the movie theater. I'm investing in Starbucks. I'm already investing my money somewhere. Just none of it makes me any. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, so guys, be critical thinking. Don't listen to people that don't know. And don't listen to people that want to compare you to their uncle who failed, their mama who failed. And they mean well. You know how your mama say, yeah, I heard mama say, baby, you know, I know you want to be a model. I tried to be a model when I was your age, and it just didn't work out for me. So you probably shouldn't try that. And it's like, mama, I really shouldn't try it because you couldn't do it. You know, and she means well when she's telling her baby don't do that. Yeah. You know, and I'm sure you're a comedian. Have you heard some stuff like that?
Oh, I've heard people all the time going, "Yeah, you're funny, and like, you know, hanging out with your boys funny, but
but not professionally."
Yeah,
funny.
I don't know if you could stand up in front of strangers and be funny.
Yeah,
you know?
And the people telling you this are doing nothing significant because
they
want
to be the one standing up in front of strangers being funny.
Right. You know.
So anything to bring you down is going to help their success.
And so that's what I'm saying, babe. Be critical thinkers when you're talking about this kind of stuff, guys. And Nishan, when you decided to run for office, did you hear anything?
Oh yeah, you're too young. You don't have the right family name. You're the wrong complexion.
What color are you?
I'm black. And it's Black History Month, too, by the way.
I didn't know.
And you don't have enough money. And I'm like, what do you mean I don't have enough money? City council is supposed to represent the people. And people come from various backgrounds. Well, who's backing you? Well, God's backing me.
Indeed. And that's number one.
And folks are like, well, who else? And like I said, I'm just one of those people that believe what the word says, that if God be for you,
who could be against you? Absolutely.
And once again, to be clear, I did not buy my way on the ballot. I earned my way on the ballot. And the same thing when you start talking to people who never started a business. I am a business owner. I teach youth martial arts and self-defense. I'm a contractor for Duval County Public Schools. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, how did you get into the schools? They told me everything I needed until I got it.
Right. Right.
And that's how I got into the schools.
Uh-huh.
Basically, no doesn't mean no. It just means not now. So
while they were telling me everything
I needed, I was writing it down. Well, I ain't got this. I ain't got this.
So when they say, you ain't got this, you ain't got this, you ain't got this, you was writing it down like, okay, I need to get that. I need to get that. I need to get that. That's good stuff.
And basically, I trained close to 150 children from K through 12 on a weekly basis. And I teach them social and emotional learning. Speaking clearly about the economic side of it, with city council, when you start looking at programs, initiatives, and community projects that actually help foster financial success, mm-hmm. Those are the programs that I want to get behind.
Right.
We use this term systemic, and with that term systemic, the root word is system. And when you look at the root word of system, you get STEM. And before you get a STEM, you get a root, and before you get a root, you get a seed. So that's why the environment has to be conducive to growth, to where we can bring the Harvest Institute some of our communities that are suffering from economic decline and underemployment, to where we have to be able to foster outlets to where they are able to have financial success. And it's not just for one color, one complexion,
absolutely,
one age bracket,
yeah.
one demographic. I believe that God wants financial success for all of Jacksonville and to all of the listeners right. as well.
One of the things I say about money is this, you know, the church you go to in life, you know, they come and go. You know, mm-hmm. we go to multiple churches at times. We, you know, for a couple of years, we go to this church or that church. You know, if you're raising children, they came out of you, and then they're going to go. You know, unfortunately, husbands and wives, they come and go. You know, they shouldn't, but they do. You know what I'm saying? yeah. Friends, they come and go. The houses that we live in, they come and go. Everything in our lives, it comes and goes. You know, the one thing we got to always do, like till we die, make money. So if me having to earn an income is something I will be doing from my first job until I pass away, how come nobody's teaching you how? Mm. How come it's not made any importance on it at all?
Because I think one of the reasons is there's a lot of people have this glamorous idea of a self-made man, someone who's come from nothing and all of a sudden has everything.
Uh-huh.
But those people are like a million to one. You don't know, like the common guy on the street doesn't know how to come in somewhere, you know, keep a paycheck and then make that paycheck not only go from here to there, but to go from where it's going to where it needs to go in the
right,
future.
Right. And even what you just said, do you know that overnight success takes about 15 years?
That's a long night.
You know, when people say, oh my God, overnight. No, brother, he's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
You just didn't know he was because he was, quote unquote, a nobody. You know, he started off when people were telling him you can't do it. He kept going. You know, when he was failing, he kept going. And now it's like, oh, my God, where did this guy come from? Overnight. No, it's and that's what, you know, I tell myself that overnight success takes about 15 years. I could track back from when I first started all on my own. It was in like in 08. I got about 5 more years to hit my overnight success. When people are like, where did this guy come from? Well, I've been on the radio for, you know what I mean, for a year now. But yeah, you know, like you said, people glorify this independence, and the reality is there is no independence in success. You can't be the only person responsible for your income. You can't be the only, if you're the smartest guy in the room, who do you go to when you don't know what to do? You know, and so when it comes to money, if everybody wants to figure it out on their own. And it's like, if my mama was broke and her mama was broke and her mama was broke, and we all came from the same neighborhood. Like you talk about the environment, Nashawn, that I know that you're going to be able to affect when you get in office. Who is able to affect change if we all come from the same place and nobody's coming in there with new information?
And you are absolutely, we do have segregated information.
Absolutely.
Meaning that my objective, and I'm going to get this quick quote from Thomas J. Stanley, the author of the book Millionaire Mind. He said that most self-made millionaires come from healthy, functional families. It is very vital that our communities are healthy and functional. And one of my catchphrases is fighting crime by fighting poverty.
Mm-hmm.
And in our urban core, which typically leads the city in murder rates, not necessarily homicides, but where people are actually killing each other, it is some of the most impoverished communities and pockets of poverty in our city. So there is a necessity and a sense of urgency to make sure that we're showing them how to become employees and at the same time become employers and opening up multiple streams of revenue.
And that right there.
And like I said, with the Harvest Institute, it is I want you to help us out in Hollybrook. As
definitely,
you know,
definitely.
I'm the social service coordinator for Hollybrook Homes and Apartments under Project 180. Shout out to Mr. Griffin, Mr. Weaver, Miss Betty. And we love our residents and we want them to transition and transcend. When you look at the urban core and what they would call affordable housing, that's supposed to be short term. I don't know if you ever lived in the projects or not, but when you got multiple generations living in temporary housing is now permanent housing. And
right.
Basically, if nobody in your family has expanded or developed.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, and the Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So that financial literacy, financial engagement, financial coaching.
But I guess a good question I would ask you then, as you're running, Real quick, I got to, you know, I want to talk to our sponsors real quick. You know, don't forget about Harvest Group Institute. Go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Our next seminar is coming up in April. We also have a Making Money course. Today at 11:30 will be the last day that we're taking new students. And then the next 6 months, we're teaching people how to make money. It's not budgeting, not anything like that. We're teaching people how to increase their income. So go to our website, check it out. Give us a call at 904-533-6154. That's 904-533-6154. If you're interested in the class today, it's 11:30. Then also Rack City Inspiration, rackcityinspiration.com. If you want to write a book, Miss Melinda Rackley, she got you. She is an amazing writer, an author, a publisher. Any idea that you got, she can bring it to pass on paper. Then First Command Financial, they have been sponsoring our seminars and now this radio show for so long. They're an amazing company. Mr. Nick Poe at 904-269-8772. He can get your insurances ready. He can get your he can help you finance your future. Don't forget about Kids in Cape Incorporated. They help keep kids safe from sexual abuse and sexual predators. Go to kidsincapesinc.org if you want to be a blessing to them financially or to volunteer your time. And don't forget about Chiropractic Injury Solutions. They have an office on South Side and West Side. Dr. Natalie Blum, my friend, she's an amazing doctor. She cracks the back. That's what she does at the office. I hate it when she cracked my back, but she'd be like, let me do it. I'm telling you, you're going to feel better. And I always do, but I feel like a kid taking medicine. I don't want to get it done. I like the massage part. They have a massage side over there, and I love that, but I hate to get my back cracked. But you got to get your back cracked every now and then. So if you tweak your back at a car accident, go check them out, guys. 904-300-3114, chiropractorjacks.com. XOSA, a premier marketing company. They are amazing. XOSA.com, XJOSE.com, 904-316-7119. They're a company that if you got a business and you need marketing done, you need cards, imagine Vistaprint with better quality and cheaper prices. That's what these guys are. And don't forget about Luke Lewis, Jackson Real. If you want to buy a home, he's your guy. If you're trying to figure out what to do to get to be able to buy a home, he's your guy. 904-465-0100. And then, again, don't forget about our Making Money course that we got today at 11:30. We only take in new people. Today is the last day for new people. Give us a call at our office, 904-533-6154. Or give us a call here at the station, 904-296-2251. And ask Nashawn a question. What is he going to do in the community? Hold him to it, guys. Hold him to it. And so anyways, again, 904-296-2251. Give us a call. And I always tell you guys, you know, I don't think we know everything. So if you want to give us a call and say, y'all know nothing, I'll take it. Call. Just call us. That's all. You know, that'd be interesting. That'd conversation. Be, yeah.
I'm choking up here. Just getting emotional thinking about it.
He is quick on his feet.
He is, ain't he? Yeah. So the question I was going to ask you, Nashawn, is when you talk about financial literacy, it's Hollybrook Homes and any other place. What do you feel about, like, I look at our school system, I look at the education, I look at college, I look at churches. All of these people, and not all, because, you know, there's exceptions to the rule, but a great majority of your teachers, your pastors, your professors, none of them have any sort of mastery in the area of finance. But they're the ones trying to teach people about finance. You know, I've seen economic professors who are broke. I've seen professors teaching business in college who's never owned a business before. I've seen them teaching, trying to teach people about the stock market, and they don't play the stock market. You know, even in churches, you know, the one thing they tell you to earn money in church or to get your money right is make sure you tithe, and you should. Don't get me wrong, you should, and make sure you give, and that's it. Or get a second job, you know. So what can be done to make sure that when people are coming into these communities, when people are going into churches, and I don't think it's just Hollybrook Homes or the projects or whatnot. I watch people grow up in the hood, and a friend of mine, for instance, I asked him about his kids, and we hadn't seen each other in a long while, so we caught up, and his kids were grown in college and stuff. I said, "So where's your son?" He said, "Man, my son moved out to Ponte Vedra. He's got a nice house out there, nice apartment out there." And he was a little bit upset about it. And I said, "Well, what you mad at?" He said, "'Cause that's not where we do." I said, "So you wanted him to grow up in the hood, move out of your house, and move next door to you in the hood. ain't the idea is for you to grow up, learn about money, learn about what you can do, learn about your significance, and go branch out and bless people. So I guess it's a two-part question, which is, what do you think needs to be done so that the people teaching about money, they legitimately know about money? A, otherwise you just fluffing it and nobody's getting anything. And then B, what do you think about this idea that, you know, stay true to who you are. Don't lead a hood. Don't lead a trailer park. Don't lead a projects. You shouldn't do that. You understand what I'm saying? So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, that was a great combo question that you just asked. One of the challenges that I have throughout my district is, and that's District 7, is we have a lot of underemployment, meaning that it's not that people have a weak work ethic or a weak balancing their checkbook or anything like that. Their challenge is that they don't have enough money to match the month, and there has to be opportunities to where they're able to move up. And that's one of our challenges in District 7, is that there aren't a lot of opportunities for expansion and growth. And when you look at a livable wage, for example, most of the $15 an hour jobs are on the other side of the river, or considered the south side. Mm-hmm. And public transportation will get a mom to work on time, but the public transportation to get mom back home at bedtime. So there's a long gap with the children being home unattended. So it's like, well, all right, what do I do? Do I have a routine and a schedule where I work over on this side of town making $9 an hour, or carpool or catch public transportation to make $15 an hour, so that way I have some form of income growth? And another thing is, for people who own their own small businesses, like contractors and developers, I would like to see more opportunities for contractors and developers to actually win bids right here in Jacksonville, instead of all of our development coming from outside of Jacksonville. I would like to see more local developers and contractors and small business owners take part in what they would call teaming agreements, where you're a niche expert, meaning that you may be good at flooring, somebody else may be good at roofing, and basically to where they're able to maximize the federal funding that's coming through our communities. Another thing is leveraging tax dollars. Taxes are designed to be your reinvestment, almost like tithe in the church. The tithe in the church is supposed to go towards reinvesting into that local body.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with your tax dollars. And people don't like to pay more taxes when the taxes that they have paid, they don't have anything to show for it. The roads are still jacked up. Their communities are still not safe. Their schools are still underfunded. So, and then going into literacy, when we look at literacy, and I got to give a shout out to Newtown Success Zone, Mr. Maxey, because he said that we don't have a public school to private prison pipeline. We have a literacy to private prison pipeline. And if we actually spent more time teaching our children how to read contracts, read books, we may actually see them expand into other areas. So there's a trade need, because I believe in tackling truancy with trades. I want to see our young people swap handguns with nail guns and put them to work to rebuild our communities. I believe that Jacksonville, when we look at the geographical location, we're one of the few cities that can move freight through waterway, highway, airway, and railway. We are supposed to be the king of distribution in the South. I'm going to be the councilman to help make sure that livable wages, gainful employment is possible throughout the entire city of Jacksonville. You think about the major highways, I-10, I-95, US-1,
right,
all come through Jacksonville. We can. This should be a truck driver's
haven. It should be heaven for a truck driver.
But this is considered a deadhead city, all right? And speaking of biblical principles, the difference between the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea is that the Dead Sea doesn't have an outlet. That's Jacksonville right now.
Right.
The Sea of Galilee, which is filled with fish, has got an inlet and an outlet.
Yeah, yeah.
And right now, we're the import city. With your support, and like I said, educating people, the Bible says, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler or master over many.
Right.
That's not meaning that I'm going to make you over more slaves. It means that because you've been faithful and consistent, you're now an expert. And that's something I think that we have to make sure our young people, young people have to be prepped and primed to be an expert in some type of
something.
And because if you're average, nobody pays you for average.
I think you that right there. That's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I think not enough people realize that you can't be average and be successful beyond a certain point. Doesn't happen.
The next time I go to Lee High School to speak to the EVAP movement students, I had a room full of 25 teenagers. They said that they want to learn how to do and develop small businesses.
Okay.
So to hear a bunch of urban youth say, I want to learn how to start a business.
Oh, that's right up my alley. Let's get it.
And like I said, this isn't 18-year-olds. These are 14, 15, 16.
Right.
Like, they want to be able to help provide for their families, but if the only outlet is narcotics.
And then watch this. You got parents that when the kid says, I want to own a business, this parent doesn't own a business. Their mama never owned a business. And they think owning a business is fool's gold. You know, and so, you know, what do you mean you want to own a business? Well, you better go. All I heard growing up was you better clock in and out. If you ain't clocking in and out, it's not no real job.
Wow.
You know, and I heard that my whole life. So my own environment fought against my idea to own some stuff, to do some things. You know what I'm saying? Now, guys, real quick, I'm going to go over the sponsors right fast. HarvestGroupInstitute.com. Go to our website, HarvestGroupInstitute.com. We're a Bible-based training company. Our goal is to teach you how to have and enjoy life. Anything that you want to do, we can help you get it done. Don't forget about our finance, our class today at 11:30 that teaches people how to make money. It's not selling anything. It's literally teaching you how to take your skills and talents and produce revenue with it at 11:30. Call us at 904-533-6154. Rack City Inspiration. You want to write a book? Go to the website, RackCityInspiration.com. Don't forget about First Command Financial, Mr. Nick Poe, 904-269-8772. And KidsInCapeInc.org. They help keep kids safe from sexual abuse and sexual predators. Go to their website and volunteer or give some money. KidsInCapeInc.org. Chiropractor Injury Solutions, Dr. Natalie Blum, 904-300-3114. ChiropractorJax.com. Go get your back cracked. Ex-Jose. They're a premier marketing company, xjose.com, 904-316-7119. If you have a business, you need them. And don't forget about Luke Lewis at Jackson Real, 904-465-0100. If you want to buy a house or thinking about it and don't know what to do. And so we're going to be winding down, guys. So, you know, just that thought, Nashawn, that everybody says they want to be more successful. Everybody says they want more. And trying to get them to understand that you got to fight for that more. You got to look inside of yourself and say, I don't want to be average. I went to my dad, Nashawn. I felt guilty about saying to myself that I don't want this. Mm. I remember being young and I was like, I felt guilty. Like I'm wrong for thinking my daddy didn't do good enough for me. You know what I'm saying? And so I actually just went to him. I said, hey, Dad, is it okay for me to want more than what you were able to do for us? And he said, yeah, you're supposed to. But when he said that, man, it gave me the freedom to say, okay, cool. I don't want the life that you provided for us. Thank God for it. I'm here. I'm doing all right. But I don't want that. And I went out and said, I want something significant. I want to be an expert at something. I want to create something special for me and my family and create a new legacy for my generations. You know what I'm saying? And so, guys, that's what the Harvest Group Institute is here for. That's what Nashawn Nix will help you do. You know, vote for him. Early voting is coming up. When is it?
March 4th.
March 4th, early voting. Go out and vote Nashawn Nix for District 7 City Council. And don't forget, guys, well, you can't call in now. You took too long. 904-296-2251. But give us a call at our office, 904-533-6154. I had a blast, guys. Super fun. Oh, and last thing I'm going to say before we go, if you own a business, if you're trying to grow your business and you want to be on our show so we can help you grow it, give us a call and we'll figure out a way to make that happen for you in the way of helping you grow and partner with you guys. 904-533-6154. Are we done? first time I ever did that, so cool deal. Praise 107.9, y'all. We have fun today. Drive fast and take chances, man. We love you. Till next time.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.